Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Score. S-C-O-R-E, score. Text the word score to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is score. Text it to 72881. We had three winners yesterday. Antonia from Palo Alto, Teresa from Petaluma, and Tony from San Jose.
What's the score? Three winners.
Three winners. Right. We won a quarter of the 12K yesterday. Here in the Bay Area. Let's up that. Let's get half of it. Let's get it all.
Score.
Score is this hour's code word. Okay, so I want to talk about Weezer. Last year, they did a cover of Toto's Africa. And I think they did Rosanna or something first. Like, all their fans were like, cover Africa, please cover Africa. And they just, you know, to be annoying, they didn't. They covered some other Toto song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's to be annoying. I think they're like, you know what? We'll throw you a bone, but you don't tell us what to do.
And then ultimately they did.
They did tell them what to do because they ended up doing Africa anyway.
So the song Africa was a surprise hit for them, giving them their first number one song on Billboard's Rock Airplay chart, their first alternative song chart leader in a decade, and a first Hot 100 impacting track in over 12 years. It was a huge song for them.
Well,
and for Toto as well. There's some installation. I don't remember what African country it is. But some dude went over there to visit his parents. And he set up like a solar-powered mini Stonehenge of pillars that has an MP3 player set to play. And all it does is play Toto's. It's called Africa Forever or Toto Forever.
Yeah, I think that.
Toto Forever?
Let me see.
They say that the way it's built, if no one messes with it, it will play that until the thing crumbles. Like, it'll play it for infinity. We'll have wiped humanity off the face of the earth, and Toto will still be playing somewhere in Africa.
So
this is how into it people are.
That people do stuff.
Yeah. Who does that, right?
It looks like Namibian desert.
Oh, Namibia?
Yeah.
Like, not a guy from the band.
You know what that is.
Not
right?
One of the record producers. Not someone who.
No.
Not a wife of a band member.
A random fan who loves the song Africa.
And went and did that.
Yeah. They use the Toto version, by the way. It's the Toto version.
Whatever the case may be, it's still someone who probably had nothing to do with the making or benefiting from or. And the wonder why is strong on this one.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell?
Right. Why the hell? So I guess this place is set up so you can go inside the pillars and just sit and enjoy. You can just enjoy it forever. It never turns off. And it's solar powered and will never end.
So you know why we know Namibia, right?
Because isn't that where Angelina Jolie had her kids?
Yes.
There's surf there, too.
She put Namibia on the map.
Huh. Namibia?
Namibia.
So.
You're right. It is Toto Forever.
Toto Forever? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
So. What's great about this and crazy is that they liked having the success so much that they've now put out an album of covers. It went to streaming last night. I mean, I guess that means we're never going to get a physical version of it. But they actually have an album coming out on March 1st of new Weezer songs. And they're going to hit the road with the Pixies this spring, doing a North American arena tour. Kicking off March 8th at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky. But they have put out a record. It's called the Teal Album. And it is all covers. 10 tracks. Africa's on there, of course. You know what? Let's just run down the list here real quick.
Sure.
The second cover that they did. I don't know if we've ever heard any of these. I feel like they must have dribbed and
grabbed. A list is in front of me, and I'll tell you what. Tears for Fears is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
And we almost boned that guy one time. And
We didn't almost bone him. He did want to bone us, but we didn't almost. There was no... What didn't even get close.
We were really, really close.
No, we weren't.
We were so close.
We weren't close.
We were this close.
We were married, and there was no chance.
Anyway, I'm a big fan, and I'd love to hear this song.
All right, here we go. This is Weezer performing Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
All right, here it is. Let's see.
So again, it's very perfectly close to the original.
Yeah.
They're not taking their own spin on stuff. I want to hear Sweet Dreams. Do it.
All right.
Go for it. This is, are made of this. It actually sounds like Annie Lennox.
It does sound like her.
That's so funny.
Marilyn Manson did the ultimate cover of this song.
Yes.
No one can ever touch it.
But he did his own version on it. They are just recreating these songs. Number four, this is one of my all-time favorite songs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I love this tune. Aha, Take On Me.
Let's jump ahead a little bit.
Take On Me.
Another exact cover.
Oh, and he hits it perfect in a day or two. Yeah, they are just the people who do covers perfectly. They're like the ultimate cover band.
So repeat it again, Weezer, the Teal album.
It's out now. They dropped it last night. It's all covers. I actually love this next song, too. I love all their
All
picks.
These songs are good
They're
choices.
Happy Together by the Turtles. Well, this is a little different.
It is good. A little different, huh?
Girl, you love and hold her tight. Invest a dime and you say you belong to me. I lose my mind.
I like this.
It's great.
Yeah, it's
That's actually great. They should release that as the single. I can't see me loving nobody but you. And this is their own spin on it, at least.
This is slightly. A rare improvement.
Yeah, this is great.
I like that more than the original.
All right, next up is Black Sabbath's Paranoid. Come on, Weezer.
All right.
Nice bass line. That's a good one. Let's do the ELO song, Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky.
All right, here it is. Let's start from the beginning.
So long. This is another good one. This is a cool version of it.
That is such a great song.
ELO is so underrated. I love them.
Although, I played this song at a party.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of turned around and walked away like, oh, you just killed it. And
really?
I was like, what happened? We were on a roll.
I can't believe it.
It's you know what? It's you love it.
Yeah.
But it's not a party song.
I guess. This is a funny one. They did No Scrubs by TLC. This just came up on the air yesterday because Burris. Candy Burris, who's currently on Celebrity Big Brother, wrote this song. No, I don't want to give you mine. No. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to
holler at me.
This is a great version, too.
It is.
This is awesome. Okay, then Weezer did Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Let's hear this. How does this sound? Go a little further. I want to hear the chorus. People always told me.
All right, a little more.
Look at them go.
Oh! Get to that bridge part. People always told me. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that's great. And then the final one, 10 tracks from Weezer. It's called The Teal Album. It dropped last night. This is Ben E. King, Stand By Me. Go to the end. Did they rock this out a little bit?
Let's see.
That's pretty
good. Is that all synth right there?
It sounds like a synth guitar.
Yeah.
Darling Stan. That's nice. Good for them. That's great. So it looks like we have another record coming out from them. The Black Album. Coming out March 1st, but in the meantime, enjoy the Weezer cover record.
That's
My
really
feeling
neat.
Is that that's probably going to chart.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple good, they should release Happy Together as a single.
I'm telling you, I like that one better than the original.
It's well, and I love the original. It's a great song, but it's got to be pushing 50 years old, that tune. And they've reimagined it. And my guess is, have you ever heard that song before, Happy Together? You probably
have,
actually.
Of course I have, yeah.
It's in movies.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, no, it's actually not.
Well,
it's not.
Give them the word anyway. They could still.
It's a score.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. My hand hit the thing. It's very touchy. It's a touchy little thing.
What is happening?
Nothing.
72881 is a number.
Marilyn Manson.
I love her.
Oh, yeah. Antichrist. superstar. Human. Tell me if you know this song. Why Me? It's a gospel song.
I have to hear it. I don't know it off the top
of my head.
All
right, so Chris, this is so bizarre. This is a bizarre story. Kris Kristofferson did a show from the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles over the weekend. Kris Kristofferson is still playing. Marilyn Manson jumps up on stage with him and does this gospel song with him.
So this is the original here. I'm just going to play
it for you. And this is Kris Kristofferson's version?
Yes, this is.
Go to the chorus.
That's nice.
I'll jump ahead to the climax part.
Tell me, Lord.
Amen.
What do you think, Human?
I like it.
It's pretty.
But you're not familiar.
I don't know Kris Kristofferson's music. I only know him from
Blade. Figured it was like an old gospel
Blade.
Song, but I guess Blade, no, I don't think I saw that. Anyway, he's on stage in LA over the weekend, and the Antichrist superstar jumps up on stage with him and sings this song with him. So here's him and Marilyn Manson.
The video up. I mean, the audio is just kind of whatever, but here it is.
Okay. Where's Marilyn? Point him out.
He's over here.
Tall guy right
there.
Oh.
And you can't even recognize his voice if he's singing or not, you know?
Oh, he wants everyone to applaud for him. He looks really normal, actually.
He does.
Yeah, you can't really.
I'll jump ahead a little bit because he does hop on the mic, but I can't really hear him singing. Whatever.
He's just it's weird. He looks like a vampire. He's like waving and...
What is he even doing up there?
He's just... I don't know. He's making weird arm motions.
He's like conducting or something.
He's singing on that part. Maybe they just turned his mic down. You can't hear him at all. I don't know. Anyway, also on stage was Tanya Tucker, Shooter Jennings, and Dennis Quaid.
Oh, wow.
Manson later posted a picture of himself with Kris Kristofferson and called it an honor to be invited. He was invited.
Bunch of oldies but goodies.
Why don't you come on down and we'll sing Lord Help Me Jesus.
Marilyn Manson's a real deal, Sarah. I've been telling you this for years.
Here's the picture of them.
Oh, isn't that great?
They look great.
I guess he has his sunglasses on. He probably didn't have his one disgusting contact lens in, making him look weird. I have a couple notes from the world of celebrity real estate. Gavin Newsom is living in the governor's mansion in Sacramento currently. Has bought a house about 15 miles away.
Yeah.
It looks like he's bought it. Did the state buy it for him? I don't know.
That's what me and Human were debating this morning.
Do you have the price?
$3.7 million.
Yeah.
However, it looks like they're putting $4.1 million into it to fix the place. And they'll move in once all that's done.
The place is already pimping. I don't know what else he's going to do.
Here, Vinny, here's some pictures of it. So this is where Gavin's going to live.
It's on 8 acres.
Fair Oaks is the town that it's in. So is that right outside Sacramento?
Yeah, basically. 15.
So it seemed like they were just settling into the governor's mansion and they're like, it's not kid friendly.
I told Huma that this morning.
Yeah. Say it's not kid friendly. And so they're going to move about 15 miles from the Capitol.
Makes sense.
6-bedroom, 12,000 square foot home. They call it more kid friendly.
Is it do you guys see this as some kind of political suicide? Because I don't hold it against him at all for wanting to live where he wants to live.
Not at all. In fact, after having seen the old mansion, there's so much historical stuff in there that probably he's not allowed to change. And the kids are like, that Tiffany lamp looks totally crashable.
It seemed like there was a lot of stairs, of hardwood floors.
When you look at people who make a ton of money and then they're still willing to go, like, hate Arnold Schwarzenegger if you want, but the guy had all the money and still went and did that job.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
He did not need to take that on.
I'm sure he had better things to do, but he was doing something to give back.
Right. They care.
Anyone who wants to go do something of public service.
So Newsom has 4 children, 2 dogs, a bunny rabbit, and they are living at the mansion right now. However, as soon as the renovations are done on this place, they're going to move in there. I don't know how long, but it'll have a pool, hot tub, tennis court, outdoor entertaining area, a spacious wine cellar. I guess it was built in 85. It's on an 8.2-acre lot, separate guest quarters on the property. Lovely.
That's what we'll be seeing.
I know plenty of dirty rats do politics, too, but I really don't think that that's Gavin.
Oh, you know what? I may have read this wrong. I think that they might...
Do both?
They may not be changing anything on this. No, it looks like the $4.1 million renovation that I was talking about, I think that happened on the actual governor's mansion, that they updated it.
Yeah.
So, maybe they're moving right into this place. Oh, no, there are renovations.
Oh, boy.
I just don't have a price tag on those. So there's that. Robert Redford had a place up in Napa that just sold for $7 million.
Oh,
looks like that. Place looks pretty amazing. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. Isn't Sundance this weekend?
It
oh,
is.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I just, I'm trying to.
Trying to what? Miss it?
I got invited, but I just.
Of course you
I don't
did.
Know. I'm just tired.
You don't know what?
I wouldn't give you the day off.
No, I haven't. I didn't even ask. I just. I don't know. I'm just so. I'm trying to.
My brother's going to be there this year.
Oh, he is.
Oh,
he's got
really?
Four films in the festival.
Oh, wow. Maybe he can give us a review.
That's a great idea.
A review of what?
Just of what's
the
happening
weekend.
There.
I'll ask
we'll
him.
Check in with him every day that he's there.
How long is he going to be there?
I don't know. I just heard from my mom. I didn't
get
even
get him
talk
on
to
the
him.
Phone.
You know how you said, well. Maybe you don't. I talk to my brothers through my mom. How's Jan? Oh, good. And
Sandy,
Nick?
If you're listening, give Nick the hotline here. Let's talk to him.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah,
I'll try
cool.
and get him
yeah,
on the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah,
but he's going to be busy, though. I know that.
Yeah, but, you know, 5-minute phone call. Come
yeah,
on.
I agree.
Yeah, early
Make
in the morning. Happen. First thing in the morning.
So Robert Redford sold
it's
his.
Sick.
It is sick. 5, Napa Valley.
5,000 square foot house.
That's just the main house.
That's the main house.
There's, it's on 10 acres. It looks like it's in St. Helena,
yeah,
which
is
gorgeous.
Why are you selling?
I guess they never go there anymore. There's a pool, a redwood hot tub, raised bed vegetable garden, a cabana in the resort-worthy backyard.
Cool.
Cabana.
An artist studio, two garages,
wow.
One of which has a really nice workshop. Bryn, that sounds good, doesn't it?
It
so
does.
They've lived there for, or I guess they've gone there a lot in the last 10 years, and now they put it on
I
the market.
I can't tell what this room
they
is.
$7 million for it.
But it has like this garage lighting
oh,
doors.
Oh, is that the artist studio?
Yeah, that's the artist studio. 950 square feet.
That's really nice. Look at that.
Boy,
oh,
you could make
boy,
purses
oh,
in there like
You're
a.
You're damn right I could.
Mother.
I just would sew
that's
my
so
little
cool.
heart out. Anyway, there's that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Free beer!
Oh! Woo! Sounds good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of single-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
Yeah,
Friday,
yeah.
May 24th. The tickets for the Friday show. The headliners are Imagine Dragons and One Republic, but there are about 1,000 other bands playing
mm-hmm.
that day, which is very exciting. So if you want to go to Bottle Rock, call right now, 800-400-3697, and you'll win a pair of single-day tickets. And, of course, they're available at BottleRockNapaValley.com. They must be getting close. That sells out every year. Am I wrong? Maybe there are no tickets left.
I think they're just single-day tickets
okay.
left. So how many, I do not know.
All right. But call us right now, and the next thing you know, you're going. You don't have to worry about the status of the tickets.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you. 855-JUMPSTART.
All right.
Here's what's happening. I have a few stories, and this one appears to have just happened. The five people fatally shot in a Florida bank were all women. Four worked for SunTrust.
Oh, my God. This must have just happened. When
the man who dialed 911 from this was yesterday?
I believe it was yesterday.
The man who dialed 911 from inside the bank branch where he said he killed five people is being held without bond on five counts of premeditated murder.
Oh, my God.
The reason we're hearing it this morning is because he appeared in court this morning.
I
didn't hear this yesterday.
No.
Yeah, I think I read it yesterday afternoon, and there was some statement his girlfriend had said that he said that he hated everyone.
Always hated the
yeah,
an ex-girlfriend of the man accused of killing five people in a Florida bank says he always hated people, but that she thought nothing of it when he recently bought a gun. They say this guy's 21 and being held without bond.
Oh, just a kid. Oh, how awful.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And how incredibly awful.
I'm sorry. You know what? I really, because I was in my own little world yesterday from the time I left here till bedtime.
Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised I didn't hear about it on the news this morning. It didn't cross my
plate this morning. On national news also this morning. I read it yesterday, but then I heard about it this morning on national.
I dated a girl that worked at a bank. Mm-hmm. She'd been robbed a couple times. Mm. Obviously very different than that, but just the idea that I always thought of a bank teller job, even though I know bank robberies happen and I guess it could be scary, I always thought it was pretty chill. You hand out some dough, you're in a nice air-conditioned building, but this is very different than a robbery, but gnarly.
Right.
Heavy.
Awful. And I mean, Jesus, people say that they hate people all the time. I mean, you're sitting in traffic, you're like, I hate people. It's a huge difference between that and the guy who decides he really hates enough people that he's going to
The things people do in cars make people crazy. Yep. And I'm not talking about picking your nose and flicking it out the window. I'm talking about...
That doesn't bother me.
The real stuff.
All right.
Cutting you off, stealing your parking spot, swerving across lanes where you're like, oh my God.
It's endangering other people. I think that, you know, your emotions are just really high when you're in a car because you could die. Like some bonehead move that you or someone else could make is potentially fatal to all involved.
There was some story, Vinny. I gave it to you earlier, and I meant to watch the video, and I forgot. But I believe it happened in the South Bay where a woman was driving. There's video of it. A woman was driving. I believe there was a passenger, and something, road rage happened, and a man jumped on her hood and pounded into her
windshield.
And broke the glass. And that's kind of where I left off at that story.
Oh my God.
We are insane in our cars. Yes. It's like you become someone else. Who doesn't know that person who is just the greatest, the nicest person? And then they're
such
in a car.
A nice person.
Right. They're in a car and they become a demon self. Oh my God. Who are you?
Bryn's looking up the video now.
Yeah. And then also see where it happened, Bryn. I saw it on NBC Bay Area. I guess I assumed it was the...
Yeah. Is it Anaheim?
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's way south.
Yeah.
Right. But I saw it on NBC Bay Area, and I figured it was south.
So the Super Bowl's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. It looks like our Johns are going.
Maybe. The Johns may be going.
Why wouldn't they?
I can't
Name
think of
one reason
well,
why
money,
they wouldn't.
Well, money. You know, it is expensive to fly last minute. Mm-hmm. And the tickets are... hella expensive. Mm-hmm. Like,
you got that though.
Okay, you say. I might have it, but I don't know if my brother does.
Oh,
and I'm not paying for his tickets.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Why
He's
not?
John's plus one.
You better hook that up.
What?
You better tell
How
Debbie.
How about he pays his own way when he wants to go to something?
Pays his own way and tell Debbie to go work some extra hours at Dr.
Labatt's
Cafe of Life.
Too little.
Office.
Do some extra work at my purse sweatshop.
After all the things you said about his friend Larry, you'd think that you didn't do this to make it up to him.
No, I wouldn't. If anything, he needs to make it up to me for bringing his damn friend Larry over my house.
I actually agree 100%. Yeah. I was just jiving you. Anyway, well, I hope they get to go.
I hope so too. I think
that would be a lot of fun.
I'd love for John to go.
It would be an experience of a lifetime.
It would be. I think he'd really... have a great time. Mm-hmm. I just know he would. If they went together, they'd have a great time. I just don't want to pay for the other John,
that's
too.
That's not fair. Pay for
Jesus,
it. You got
you
money.
Pay for, why don't you hook it up?
Round trip flight is about $600.
And how much is the ticket?
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's right.
The
15
one.
Grand. For a pair of tickets.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, okay. All right, then. I'll just hook that up.
Yeah, hook that up.
I have kids in college.
You better pay more than I paid for Hamilton, I'll tell you that right now. If you get Super Bowl tickets for less than I paid for Hamilton.
What did you pay for the two tickets? $1,700? I'm going to see if they can get tickets for less than $1,700.
Don't ever say that number again.
$1,800?
No, it was $1,700, but I don't ever want to hear that again.
$1,700 for two nosebleed tickets for Hamilton.
You.
You're the dummy.
I keep telling you to stop saying it.
$1,700 for two tickets to Hamilton. So I'm afraid if he can get two Super Bowl tickets for $1,600, that would be so great.
So if you want,
I will crap myself right here if you do that to me.
50-yard line tickets right now are $11,000
a piece.
Oh, you got it.
Okay, no, so he'll take nosebleed somewhere.
Yeah, no, not nosebleed.
What are the cheapest tickets?
I want to go around the horn here a little bit. If you want lower deck,
I don't suppose you had anything.
End zone is $4,000 each. Nosebleeds.
Oh, $4,000 each.
That's way too much money, Vinny. $8,000 for two tickets to the Super Bowl. I can think of 50,000 things I would rather do with $8,000, like a trip to Europe. Would be, I could probably take my whole family to Europe for a week for $8,000.
So if you want the nosebleeds around the 50-yard line, triple upper deck, it's about $2,700 each.
That's still.
I like it.
I need to find.
I like that. That's a good number. Yeah.
I need to find the $850 tickets
so that
I can.
No, there
are $850.
That's not.
Well, there might
happen.
Be 12 hours before the game happens. The morning of the game is when they should buy them.
They might have to put out to get tickets that cheap.
I just found tickets all right, why don't you get them the club box, $13,000.
Yeah. Oh, do that, that's Sarah.
That is one semester at, actually, that's a whole year at Berkeley.
Oh, my God.
Right there. I don't have that money.
Do you want to see this crazy guy jump on the hood?
Yes. Back to this.
This is in Anaheim, California.
There's a lady.
Road rage incident.
He jumps on the hood and he broke the windshield.
Oh, my God. These people must be so... Why don't... I would jump out of the car.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what's weird? This is a trippy thing. So a guy jumps out, and he gets in front of her car.
Right.
So she sits there paralyzed. She could have run him right... if he did that to the wrong person... Yeah.
They would pull their gun out.
They would run him right over.
Right.
Oh, you're coming at my car?
Boom.
After what you've done?
Mm-hmm. Vroom.
You want to smash my windshield? I'm driving away with you on the hood. Mm. Punk.
Scary.
Well, they're going to get him. They've got clear video of him, so he's busted. Yeah. I'll let you know when they pull him in.
Great, I can't wait.
He deserves it.
If he's in Anaheim, he could be a tourist from Iowa or something, though. They might not ever find him.
What used to be my two favorite words in the whole wide world are now the saddest two words.
I
was
thinking I will.
For the rest of you, though, free beer!
Oh, Vinny.
Free
beer! Poor Vinny.
Everyone!
He can't have any beer. That is tragic, dude.
Anheuser-Busch has promised to give out free beer to this year's Super Bowl winner. So either L.A., or New England? Boston, right?
New England.
New England? They're going to get free beer.
I'm so sorry, Vinny.
Isn't that sad? The two
God,
teams.
God, you would have just done backflips for free beer.
Oh, my God. I loved it. Oh, the beer.
The olden days.
And I remember parties when they'd get busted. I the first thing in my head would be like,
Save the beer!
You pull that keg into a bush! And you... babysit it while the police get everybody out of here.
You left a babysitter?
Well, you
weren't
can't
you guys busy
leave
jumping
the beer.
The,
I
you
mean,
put it behind
someone,
a bush and you jump the fence into the neighbor's yard.
You can't let those cops are going to take our beer to a park somewhere and drink it all.
They are not going to do that.
Know.
That's just what you would do.
Please.
Well, the cops don't do what you would do.
You got to worry about the deposit you put down.
Yeah.
The
or they just turn the tap on and let the thing drain out.
Oh! The horror!
I'm not going to drink that beer through
the mud!
No, I
have to eat dirt!
All right, I'm going to do it. Let's get down here with spoons.
It's probably good for our digestion.
21-year-old Laura McLean. So free beer for the winning city, everyone.
Okay, great.
Anheuser-Busch
says. For the whole city?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, you got to be 21.
Right.
You got to go to a participating venue.
You get one free
beer.
There's
something else, though, but I thought you can't give away free alcohol.
Yeah. I thought that's right.
Yeah. So there's
no, you can. There's something because remember when Cleveland, Anheuser-Busch had put refrigerators with locks on them.
Yeah.
And as soon as Cleveland won a game or
all
something,
the locks
went let go and everyone got to drink the beer.
Mm.
So there's got to be some. believe
some
me.
Twist.
Someone had to be, you know, carting someone as they ran up to the fridges that were now open and full of beer.
The alcohol industry is strong in this country.
The laws are something like you can't say that there's something free alcohol and say the name of the place that it's going to be at or something. You can say the name of the place, but then you can't say there's free beer. There's all kinds of ABC laws.
Yes, exactly.
Alcohol Bureau of Consumption.
No. I actually don't remember what it stands for. Look it up.
Alcohol abuse.
Anyway, that's fun. Free beer, everyone. Mm-hmm. I just like the way that sounds.
Free beer.
21-year-old Laura McLean, a student at Robert Gordon University in the UK, she lined up a job interview with Microsoft after college.
Great. How'd that go?
Well, she was so excited for it that she accidentally showed up a month early.
Oh,
no.
The interview was scheduled for February 18th, but Laura dressed up and logged in for her interview on Skype on the 18th of this month. Oh. And then when no one else showed up for 15 minutes, she emailed the recruiting team and said, "Hey, guys, I'm here." And they wrote back and said, "Thank you for your email. Today is the 18th of January. February's next month."
And did she not get the job because she didn't know about months?
Well, she tweeted screenshots of that email exchange, the one where she's like, "But I'm waiting for my job interview." And they said, "No, you've got to
be there a long time.
Month."
And clearly you have no attention to detail.
So her email exchange has gone viral. Uh-oh. And they say, fortunately for her, it doesn't look like Microsoft is going to hold it against her. Their head of global talent acquisition said they're always looking for people who are, quote, take initiative and recognize their own mistakes. And I don't know. It seems to me like you got the month wrong.
Yeah, I like your attention to detail skills need some development.
And if you're going to blast us on social media.
Yeah.
They're not hiring her, right?
Right.
You want to know what ABC stands for?
Yes.
Alcoholic Beverage Control.
Bryn, you would have known that.
Yeah, Bryn, you should know that.
Bryn, you don't know that?
I did know it.
Why didn't you know it?
I forgot it, too.
I knew alcohol beverage something.
Yeah.
Control. Center.
Control. Yeah.
They control your lemonade intake, also your beer intake. What else? Beverage.
What are they, like the booze police?
Sounds like it.
Pretty much.
Licensing, yeah, for restaurants and stuff like that. And bars. Mm-hmm.
Bars. Mm-hmm.
But we
that
have to do
you down.
Just things in ads that can or can't be
right.
said.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is. Like, we can say that an event is sponsored by Bud Light, but we can't say where the event is. Or we can say where the event is and not say who it's sponsored by. It's one or the other.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's weird rules like that in advertising.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
So are they the ones that arrest you if you're sporting a fake ID?
Oh.
Huh. Or is that police?
I think that's police, right?
That's police? I don't know. I always ran for it.
They're the ones who will take your license away, though, if you are serving minors. Though.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
The police come and get the guy with the fake ID, but then the ABC shows up and goes, "Give me that piece of paper back."
Mm-hmm.
A driver was pulled over in Manitoba, Canada on Tuesday and got a speeding ticket. They were super unhappy about it. They immediately threw it out the window.
Oh.
Cop was still right there, though, so the person was hit with a littering ticket
as well. Oh, good. You can't throw stuff out your window.
Yeah.
What a jerk. Did you say that was a Canadian?
Yeah.
They're usually so polite. Oh, sorry, officer.
The Canadians are?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Canadians are so polite. They're sorry about everything. You're a jerk.
I knew it.
That was in Canada?
No, he was just being a jerk. So
you never meet Canadians like that.
I know Tom Green, currently starring
Boy, he keeps telling you. He's Canadian, and he only has one nut.
Right.
What else do you want to know? Because there is nothing else.
Well, I'll tell you what.
His heyday was 15 years ago?
Bro, are you not sleeping? What is your deal?
Yeah. I think he's just getting old and hasn't gone the Hollywood route yet.
Well, and I understand. I would tell you if you said, "Oh, Vin, who are you talking?" Yeah, I'm not sleeping.
You look better than Tom Green.
I mean,
by
we have
far.
A baby, and we are not sleeping.
And yet, you look better than Tom Green.
But Tom, what are you doing? What's going on there?
I don't know.
Tom, a married guy?
No, I don't believe he is.
Was
in fact, didn't
he? Drew Barrymore
he
no,
yes, he was married to Drew Barrymore.
And didn't he make a reference on last night's show about that he's never going to be able to give his mom grandchildren or something?
Oh, because I didn't... Was it cancer that he had?
Yeah, he had testicular cancer, so he lost a nut. But, oh, I know what it was. Did you see the thing where they were riding on the horses?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Did you not watch last night's show?
I couldn't.
Oh, no. You're going to watch it today.
I'm not going to say any more about it.
Say
it more. It's
funny.
More.
It's freaking funny. Ricky Williams is the star of the show.
Ricky Williams is great.
Yeah. He's it's the first you heard of him on this within the celebrity Big Brother world.
Oh, he has.
And it's kind of a jerk.
Oh, he is?
A little bit. Like, well, he's really just stirring the pot just to stir it.
The thing about Ricky Williams is, first of all, he was a super star athlete.
Mm.
So he's had, I mean, probably since he was a young man, he's been a star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's had that, a big football star. He played for Texas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Texas loves their football players. So he came out, he was the number one guy in the draft. So he's been a huge star.
He was a Heisman guy, right?
He's a Heisman winner, of course, yeah. So I don't know. I've never seen him be a real jerk. I've always thought he was...
he doesn't do it in like a jerky way, but what he does is kind of jerky.
Hmm.
On the other hand, it does really bring some drama stay to the house.
Speaking of, have you heard anything about when the shooting begins, Human?
For your new reality TV show, Human.
Well, I missed all of the real, like the trailer stuff that they were doing, but if it gets picked up, it'll probably be in the next 3 months.
Oh, that is so exciting. Human's about to be a reality star, everybody.
Along with a Mexican and a Vietnamese guy.
Are you going to ask Susan today if we could go on?
Yeah, 100%. You guys are in. You're in.
Only when Susan says we are.
Yeah, Susan seems like the boss of that show,
but
it turns out it's you.
Human's in charge of that show. You don't know that?
That's what it seems like.
I'm a nobody on that.
You're more of a somebody than Susan.
A silent partner. Silent boss.
I mean, don't you think you should be the one setting up the scenes that
yes.
Susan's in?
Yes.
I just want Susan to fix Yuzette's leg and cure Bryn's gout.
Oh.
Oh, we have people with medical problems. She's a miracle worker.
And what will she do for you?
Fix your back?
Yeah, fix
your back.
They're all broken people, and they need to go to yoga.
Hold on.
Shame. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to this morning's Lost 30 podcast.
We'll tell you right now. Human is starring.
Big movie review.
Starring.
Oh, today?
Yep.
Is it Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
You guys didn't plug it all morning like you normally do.
I did
plug it. I forgot all about
Thursday.
Serenity with Marcus.
And Matthew McConaughey. Oh.
And Hathaway.
And a new reality show starring Human from, I don't know.
From Alice at 97.3.
No. I mean, it's going to be up in Marin, right?
Yeah.
It's like the Housewives of Marin with Human.
Right. Human and the Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
And yoga. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.